Morning, everyone. This is Pastor David McManus here at Berean Baptist Church, Fayetteville, North Carolina. I'm the student pastor here at Berean, coming to you with another News and Focus commentary this morning. Article I came across in the Huffington Post, that bastion of journalistic integrity. And obviously we're going to know what side the skew is going to come from on this article, but the article itself, the news event itself, is newsworthy and I think deserves a comment, so that's what we're going to attempt to do here this morning. The title of the article is Hope Christian School in New Mexico Rejects Three-Year-Old Because of Gay Parents. Hope Christian School in New Mexico Rejects Three-Year-Old Because of Gay Parents. The writer of the article is Laura Hibbard. This was posted on July the 26th, so this is actually a little bit older article, but it's just kind of hitting the mainstream right now. Here's what the article says. Hope Christian School, a partially publicly funded religion-based institution in Albuquerque, New Mexico, has garnered local media attention after denying a three-year-old admittance because he has two gay fathers, KOAT-TV reports. Same-gender couples are inconsistent with scriptural lifestyle and biblical teachings, a letter from the school to the boy's unnamed parents says, according to the station. The letter goes on to say that the child's home life doesn't reflect the school's belief of what a biblical family lifestyle is. The letter also states that since the school is private, it is exempt from excessive government interference in matters of religion. Nevertheless, according to KOAT-TV report, the school is slated to receive more than $60,000 in federal tax dollars this school year. The controversy at Hope Christian School is particularly interesting in light of an ongoing national debate surrounding school voucher programs, which some states believe will help them offer more educational choices for students in troubled public schools. Proponents of vouchers say that the program expands horizons for students stuck in troubled schools. Opponents point out that vouchers erode public schools by pulling funding out of the system and violate the separation of church and state by sending public dollars to patriarchal private schools. Just this week, rules released for Louisiana's new voucher program outline a shift of tens of millions of dollars from public schools to pay private schools, private businesses, and private tutors to educate the state's students. The program, the most sweeping in the country, is the cornerstone of Republican Governor Bobby Jindal's bold effort to reform public education in the state. Critics are concerned about funding and fairness. Vouchers would cover the full cost of tuition at more than 120 private schools, including small religious schools. The Louisiana Teachers Unions, the Louisiana School Boards Association, and many school districts have filed lawsuits to block the program. Hope Christian School isn't the first educational institution to become the subject of controversy for religion-influenced actions. Back in April, Kathy Sanford, a former teacher at Heritage Christian Academy in Texas, was terminated from her position after school officials learned she was pregnant out of wedlock. "I'm not just some teacher that went out to a bar and got pregnant and went back to school saying it's okay," Sanford told ABC News. "I was in a committed relationship the whole time and probably would have been married if things had gone differently, and this would be a non-situation." So I will cover that in just a second. But let's get back to the issue at hand. Hope Christian School has a family, in quotation marks, come and try to have their child admitted to the school. It comes to light that the child's parents are two gay men, and the Christian school refuses to admit the three-year-old because of the parents' lifestyle. Now, a lot of this article is talking about voucher systems. I really don't want to get into that too much. I've never been in a state that has used a voucher system in that respect. But I have been in education for 11 years now, 9 of those years in Christian education. And so I'm very familiar with the Christian school environment. And so let me just say this before we get started. There are really, and this is sort of a generalization because there are mixtures, but essentially you have two types of Christian school approaches. One is a discipleship model. That means that the families that you're going to take in, the students that you're going to take in, are going to adhere to some sort of profession of faith. Now, don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean that every child that goes to a Christian school is saved. That's not at all what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that in a discipleship model school, you have parents that are committed to adhere to certain standards and children that are committed to adhere to certain standards. We don't know their hearts. We can't guarantee salvation for all of them, but their parents are on board to support a Christian worldview from that school. The other alternative is more of an evangelistic model, which means you're not going to require that profession of faith. You're going to take anybody that applies, and you're going to use your school as an opportunity to share the gospel with anyone that walks through your doors. Now, most schools are not 100% on one end of the spectrum or the other. Most Christian schools do have a mixture, because there has to be some evangelism in a Christian school, even if you have a discipleship model, because like I said, we know that all the students that walk through the door are not born-again believers of Jesus Christ. So the trick is, in a Christian school, is to find the balance in your school. Because there are ditches on both sides of that road. There's the self-righteous ditch on one side, and then there is the inmates running the asylum ditch on the other side. And if you do not have a strong administration, the evangelistic model usually is somewhat disastrous to a Christian worldview. So there is always a balance that one needs to find. Now, the monkey wrench here is the idea of federal money going to this school. And again, I don't know all the details on the federal money that's going to this school, but even based on the article, it says that this is not violating any laws. This is under federal law. You know, and so even if someone disagrees with that law, the church Christian school here is not doing anything wrong. Now, if I was running a Christian school, would I be lining up to take federal dollars? No, I wouldn't, because I wouldn't want to be under any kind of jurisdiction like that. But to be attacked for excluding a family that practices a homosexual lifestyle is patently unfair. They are a religious institution. They are a Christian school, and they have every right to put standards and practices in a and this is not something that these people were blindsided with. This is something that would be presented very clearly and saying, this is what we expect. And so to allow a family like this to come in, well, that family is going to be visible around the school. That family is going to be visiting their child at school. As the child grows up, that family is going to be going to meetings, going to athletic events, going to different things. And even if you are not sanctioning such a relationship, if they are at every event that you plan, these two homosexual men, well, it seems to put kind of a blind eye for the Christian school. Well, we don't agree with that, but we're going to let it slide because they're paying us tuition. I would praise them in the fact that they are willing to pass up on a full tuition-paying student, which these Christian schools are absolutely dependent on. You don't make enrollment, you don't make budget. So it is very easy to be tempted to, oh, well, we'll just take anybody. They pay tuition. We need students. They're going to pay our bills. They are standing on a principle here, and they should be commended for that. Obviously, with federal tax dollars in play here, the ACLU is all over this, and they're jumping all over the place into this issue. And maybe they have an issue with the federal tax dollars. That's really not the issue I want to explore. The point I want to make is, if you are a Christian institution, then you need to stand as a Christian institution, despite the criticism, despite the attacks, despite all this stuff that's going to happen, which is what's happening to Hope Christian School right now. Now, I don't know anything about Hope Christian School. I don't know who I don't know what denomination they're affiliated with. I don't know who their administration is. I don't know their history, but I know they are taking a stand. And based on the letter that was shown here, if you watch the video from the article, you'll see that there is a letter that they send to the parents that says that family situation does not match a scriptural interpretation of marriage, and we cannot sanction that. And they should be commended for standing on that principle. Now, the ridiculous thing here at the end of the article, which the writer tries to throw in as a kind of a little bow on top, oh, look at these insensitive, intolerable Christian schools, is this Kathy Samford, former teacher at Heritage Christian Academy in Texas, who is terminated because she became pregnant out of wedlock. Why would she be surprised that she would have to be terminated after becoming pregnant out of wedlock? This is a ministry. That's the thing with that you have to understand about Christian schools. It's an educational entity, but it's also a ministry. There is a ministry component to that. And how can you preach out of a Bible that says we are supposed to remain pure, and then you have a teacher that is pregnant out of wedlock? And she makes the argument, well, I was in a monogamous relationship. You know, I could have been married, but well, then you should have been married. You know, if you were shacked up and living with a guy, I guarantee you that the administration didn't know that. And the fact that you became pregnant, well, that just disqualifies you for service in a ministry-based organization. Personally, I've experienced this a little bit, not personally myself, but at a school that I was at, that a staff member became pregnant out of wedlock, same thing, and she had to be released. Now, she was not a full-time teacher. She was in the athletics capacity. She was an assistant coach. But she was dismissed. And there were people that were upset about that. But how in the world could we stand as a Christian school? How in the world could we stand on the Word of God and then make allowances for people? Because we would sound awful hypocritical if that was the case. We cannot conform to the world. No matter how much we like people, I'm sure this three-year-old is an adorable three-year-old boy or girl. I don't even think it says what sex the child is. But it's nothing that the child did. But you know what? Sometimes children suffer consequences because of their parents' choices. Sometimes children have to deal with things because of the choices that their parents make. And that's exactly what's happening with this student. Now, this student's only three, so I don't necessarily think this is going to be the traumatic experience that maybe these people would suggest. But if this is the road that they want to take, their child is going to face consequences, whether it be social, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'm not executing judgment onto the child. I'm just saying that socially, emotionally, there is going to be some confusion. There's going to be some issues. There's going to be some conflict because of these two men's choices in raising up a child in this atmosphere. So, to conclude, Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And I think that's exactly what Hope Christian School is doing. They're not conforming themselves to this world. They're not giving in to the pressure. They're making a stand as a Christian school, a real Christian school with a real Christian worldview, with a real biblical-based worldview, and they have every right in the world to do so. And as a Christian institution, they should do nothing less, and they should be willing to face the persecution that's coming, and it seems like they are willing to do that. We will be hated for standing up for the biblical worldview. All you have to do is scroll down and look at the comment sections of these articles, and you see the hatred and the vitriol that just spews from the other side, and words of discrimination and hatred, and that has nothing to do with it. It's about standing on a biblical worldview. It's about standing on the Word of God as the foundation of everything you do academically. That is the definition of a true Christian school. Like I said, I don't know Hope Christian School, but I pray that's what they're doing. And it seems like, based on this situation, they're standing on the Word of God. If you have any questions, comments, please don't hesitate to email me, dmcmanus, dmcmanus.bbc@gmail.com.